Proclamation number 8168 of 4th of May, 1962. Gift of God, love spark. But what is to lead you to perfection when you walk across earth as a human being I had to give to you, for you had voluntarily renounced it. You had rejected all illumination of love and thus distanced yourselves from me. You were no longer able to pass away, but you became incapable of any activity. You had voluntarily chosen death and now hardened in your substance. And the strength once radiated by me remained ineffective until I myself transformed it into creations of all kinds which now had to fulfill their destinies according to my will. And the once hardened spiritual awoke to life again. And thus it reaches the degree of maturity where it is allowed to walk the earth as a human being. But you would never be able to ascend on your own strength because you lack all strength in the human stage, since you once rejected it and I now had to give you this strength so that you can reach the final perfection on earth. And thus I placed a spark of strength and light, a divine spark of love, into your heart, and through this divine spark of love you can now attain the life which lasts forever. You once separated yourselves from me voluntarily, but you remained indissolubly united with me because you were strength from me which can never pass away again. Yet only the conscious voluntary bond with me signifies life for you, because then my love, which is the epitome of life, can shine upon you again. And so that you became able to strive towards me again, I placed a spark of love into your heart, the spiritual spark which is part of the Eternal Father Spirit, which is inseparably united with me and which now tries to influence your soul, the original being which once had become apostate to me. To influence it to strive towards me is the Father Spirit of Eternity in order to unite with me again. Whether the soul is willing to do so is up to it, but it is able to ignite this spark of love within itself into highest fervor, and this also means unification with the fire of eternal love, with me myself. Because the spiritual spark in the human being constantly pushes towards the Father Spirit of Eternity and does not diminish until unification has taken place. The spark of God in you is the greatest gift of grace of my love, because otherwise you would never be able to muster the strength to change yourselves into love again if you did not already have a spark of divine love in you which you only need to kindle yourselves so that it would fill your whole being and you would then also be able to achieve perfection on earth. And you must always be aware of the fact that this is a gift from me, because you had renounced all love yourselves when you turned away from me of your own free will. When you rejected my illumination of love and thereby hardened your spiritual substance. However, the fact that you were never able to pass away did not exclude an extremely unhappy state which certainly slowly improved due to my infinite love but which remained agonizing for you as long as you were bound in material forms. As a human being you do indeed have a certain amount of freedom but the state you are in is not a blissful one, nor would it ever change again without that gift of love. The divine spark, which is my share, which enables you again to accomplish the transformation of your nature into your original being if this is your will. For your will is free, and earthly life as a human being is given to you to test your will. You can acknowledge me as your God and Father and seek to unite with me. But you can also commit yourselves to my adversary again if you disregard the divine spark of love within you, if you do not follow its urging, if you feel that you belong to the one who once drew you down into the depths and whom you follow voluntarily. You must voluntarily decide in earthly life to which Lord you will give yourselves. Yet my love will always and forever pursue you, and one day it will also be victorious, for no being can eternally resist the strength of my love. Amen.